Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Hottest Blog Talk Show. This is your boy, your host, Deacon Chance O, coming from you this evening, live from the barbershop. I thank you, everyone, for listening in, one on the internet, one who called in. Again, it's a blessing to be here today. We give honor to God who's first in our life. Thank you, everyone, for coming. This could have been somewhere else, relaxing and relaxing, but you decided to come hang out with us today on the barbershop. Like we always do, we like to give God the thanks and the credit for all he has done in our life. You know, if it wasn't for God, where would we be? And again, I like to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Before we go into prayer and scripture, I would like everybody to know, come Tuesday will be my first year anniversary of doing a barbershop, and it has been a blessing. We have had our downfalls, but we still standing. You know, like I said, you know, I welcome all of you from all over the place, from the internet, from your cell phone. We just thank you for being here. Let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you have done. We know without you, God, where would we be? God, we just thank you for being you, being who you are, and just showing yourself mighty and strong in our life, God. We know we're not perfect, God, but we strive to live the life that you have called us to do. God, we asking you right now to touch the ones that are going through a storm right now, God. We ask you to bless marriage. We ask you to bless regular relationships, families, God. We asking you to heal the sick, the wounds. God, if someone on their deathbed right now, God, is seeking you to give their life back to you before they leave this earth, God, we asking you to send your angels upon them, God. If someone that's homeless, God, no one unemployed, God, we're asking you to just watch over them, God. Show yourself. We're living in our last days, God, and we look to the hills because we know where our help comes from. And we just bless you. We thank you. We give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, this is your boy, your host, Deacon Chance Odom, coming to you live from the barbershop. Again, this coming up Tuesday is our one-year anniversary during the barbershop. And I thank God for giving me this assignment. It hasn't been easy, but it's been worth it, you know, because I give God all the glory and the honor. Again, I'd like to wish everyone a blessed Sunday that's here now on the radio show, the one that called in again, the ones who listen to it on the internet. It has been a blessing, like I said before. If we don't touch but one person from the barbershop, we did what God called us to do, and that's to encourage our brothers. You know, and to uplift them, to let them know that if we link arms together, that there is help. You know, that's what God called us to do, you know, to help one another, to be there for one another, to support one another, to love one another. And even I would like to, you know, send a shout out to the ladies that's listening in. We thank you for your support, you know, because we know we have single moms raising boys, and this is a good show for you to also listen in if you about to get married or married, you know, just come on and join us. You know, here at the barbershop, we keep it real, we keep it 100. We don't bite our tongue for that. You know, we step on your toes. That's how the pastor do it. And everything, you must check this stuff. Again, like I said, it has been a blessing for me. I thank God for this assignment, and I thank God for the people that he put in my life to help make sure the barbershop is doing what it's supposed to be. And again, you know, it's been a tremendous blessing. You know, we have touched some lives. We have some good topics. I went back and I counted it up. I think we're around about 37 episodes within the year. And the ratings are good. And every Sunday for the last couple of weeks, we've been getting full. You know, people been hitting me up talking about it's full. So you can just go to Facebook and click on the link. Guess where you will be able to get in with us. Get down. We've been doing this is the third part to this, the Four Faces of Manhood. And today, this one is the love one. And I thank God for this. You know, this is a curriculum that my pastor did with the men at our church. And it's been a blessing. You know, it's helping the brothers, you know, because we have some good men out there, but then we have someone that's not doing what they're supposed to. And we just want to uplift our brothers and let them know there's nothing wrong with going to another brother and asking for help or asking for prayer, or when you're going through a storm, someone you can confide in, someone that you can really pray for and uplift. You know, again, I thank you, you know, for all who, you know, coming in, you know. Like I said, this has been a blessing. It has truly has been a blessing for my heart. You know, I know it's blessing more people's heart, but, you know, it is what it is. But as men, we're supposed to be there for one another. But God created us first. And I think if we would just put down our differences, you know, make sacrifices to be there for one another, then I think it would be a blessing. And I think some of the people that helped me out are being a blessing in my life, you know, because I was going through some stuff just, you know, becoming saved and still out there in the world, really didn't get the grasp of being saved, you know. I backslid before, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I've made some bad decisions. I'm not afraid to admit it. It's about being accountable and holding yourself accountable and stop, you know, faking a fault. You know, we got a lot of men out here, you know, claim they men, but when it's time to put their hands to the plow, they run. And you're wondering why kids are acting the way they're acting. You're wondering why wives acting the way they're acting. You're wondering why your fiance or your girlfriend or your family is playing tricks. And still go back to the man taking his responsibility and being accountable for his household. And the face we talking about today is the love. And like I said, we were doing our authentic manhood, and this is a face reflecting romantic energy. And this is a face characterized by tenderness, sensitivity, sacrificial care, emotional openness, physical affection. And the scripture today is Ephesians 5:25. And I looked up the word lover. It's a person having a sexual or romantic relationship with someone, a person who likes or enjoys something specific. And I looked up the word love is feeling of a great affection towards another person or God, a steady, quiet decision of the will to care for the other person. You know, as men, we supposed to love our wives, our kids, or the love of God, our family. But there's nothing wrong with telling another brother that you love. Because you would tell your father that you love him. Why not? You can't tell your close friends that you love. Because when we tell another brother that we love him, it's got to, you know, how they say it, it's that gayness. No, it's not gay at all. That's just two friends, or we're two friends. Just letting each other how much they love them. And there's nothing got to deal with sex to her. You know, it's that friendship that makes you tell a brother that you love them. You know, especially your true friends, you done been through, you done been to hell and back. You know, you done seen your friend go through some stuff in their family. You done seen them lose some loved ones. But that's the love we're talking about. That love that when they are down or they need help in their house or they need to get back before you been that helping hand. That's what, you know, that's what we're talking about. Show that love. God showed love to everybody, even the sinner, even the enemy. That's what we're supposed to do. And I tell you, in heartbeat, like I said, you can do anything and everything you want. But one thing you can't stop me from doing, you can't stop me from loving. When we was in our mess, God loved us, and he still loves us. But why we can't love someone that's less fortunate than we are? Why we can't live that helping hand? You know, to help them out. And it's amazing that the brothers don't want to stick together. But you'll show talk about the brother behind his back. Instead of talking behind his back, lift him up. Ask him what he needs. Because we never know what the other brother going through. We never know. But we have to show that love and compassion to them. And I think all men have that, this faith, the love. We all do. But some of us use it for the wrong reason. You know, some of us use it, you know, to get what they want. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, when it comes to being that love, you got to show that love and compassion to your brothers. Like I said, your family, your wife, your sister, your mama. Yeah, we understand that you love them. But what's so hard for you telling a true friend of yours that you really love them? You know they going through. You done seen them go through it. And you can't even take the time out to tell them that you love them. When you were going through, they were there for you. Their kids love you. You love their kids. It's just like, you know, you become friends. All of a sudden, you're like brothers. You know, I have a couple of guys that's the love that we have for each other. That, you know, we're not blood brothers, but that doesn't matter. We still brothers because we've been through a lot. We done been through some death in our friends. We done been through a lot of stuff, but we always acknowledge that we're boys, that we love each other. And what's wrong with telling your brother, dear friend of yours that you love? Because you never know what they might be going through. They might just need that. There's nothing wrong with two grown men telling them each other they love them. I tell a lot of my friends that I love them because it's real. That's true friendship when you can sit there and tell one of your boys that you love them and mean it from the bottom of the heart. Because we do. We need that. It don't make you less of a man if you tell another brother that you love him. It don't make you less of a man if you go to him crying out to him, look, man, I'm in a situation. My heart is broken. I'm going through a bad relationship. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. That do not make you a less of a man. I would respect you if you came to me and said those things. I would love you even more to reach out and help you and keep you lifted in prayer. Or just to go out and hang out. Because we need it. But society has got it to the point now where they make it seem like when the brothers hang out like that, you tell each other stuff like that, you got to be punk. You less of a man. Tired of hearing it. Because we need it. As men, we need each other for support, for some help. You know, it's hard being a man. But all this stuff that God has put on our shoulders, for our family, for what's going on this earth. God has put a lot of stuff on us. Yeah, we're going to make some mistakes. We're human. But the thing is, would you be there for your brother in a time of need or would you turn your back? Call over to your last four numbers, 5077-5077. Caller, go ahead.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, Roman Pastor Jerome? What's going on?
Got it. I'm sitting here listening to the show.
What's going on? How was your day?
Everything was lovely. Had a great day at church.
Well, that's good. That's good. How the family?
Everybody's fine. I hope yours is.
Oh, yeah, we're good. So what you think about this topic, the four faces of a manhood, the love?
Well, I mean, you're right on point. I mean, you know how we tell each other we love each other all the time.
Yeah. Mhm.
And it's nothing unmanly about that because that's what you're supposed to do. Because when you had a mind of Christ, we all sisters and brothers in Christ, so we're supposed to love one another. So
that's
it's
right.
Not saying we love with one another. We're saying we love one another. I love you in Christ. So for anybody to take it and pull anything out of it, it ain't wrong. It ain't nothing wrong. The ones that say it is ones that's thinking some opposite. Well, they gay. Nah, ain't no gay part in this because that's what we're supposed to do. Love one another.
That's right. That's right. And you know, just like you said, you know, that's how me and you are. And you know, and I tell, we tell a lot of people, you know, me and Jerome grew up in the same neighborhood. We grew up in the projects. Right now, we've been friends for who knows long, but it has been a true blessing that when we rekindle our friendship, it's just like we never stop. But it's even better now for both of us. You know, we in Christ, and you know, we been enjoying it. But we also know that, like you said, there's nothing wrong with telling each other that we love them. You know, because, I mean, we need to hear that from some strong men. So, you know, sometimes we get weak. Sometimes, you know, we always ain't going to be strong. We're going to always need some help. But my thing is, I just don't understand when, you know, when the brothers need help, you know, a lot of them want to abandon each other. You know, like you say, you think it's a punk move, is what people say. No, it's not a punk move. You know, that's why I said, you know, here at the barbershop, we keep it real. You know, we try to encourage it. We try to uplift it. We try to keep you in prayer. We try to let you see what it's all about when it comes to friendship. You know, like Jerome said, you know, we do it all the time. Sometimes we might miss saying it to each other, but eventually we will. You know, because like I said, we grew up in the same project. We went to the same high school together. We, you know, we was out there in the world together, but now we're serving the Lord together. And that's true friendship. And he always been a true friend to me and never, you know, always kept it real. Didn't hesitate telling me he loved me, and I didn't hesitate telling him the same thing. That's when you know when you got true friendship. Even if you are not friends, you can always tell that brother who's in need, you know, yeah, man, I love you. Everything going to be all right. Keep encouraging. So that's what we need. And like I always said, it's easy. Women can sit there and do a whole lot of things together and don't mind telling their sister, girl, I love you. When we going to hang out? But when it comes to the brothers, my favorite, the two words that always come, they always stop us from being that is our pride and ego. Men just let their pride and ego get slammed in the way from really being a true friend to one another. You know, but then you still... That's just my opinion. I think, you know, if us men will really link arms together and really get to know each other, then we won't be sitting here talking about this a gay move, that's a punk move. No, so we hear them too. Yeah, God made us strong, but we also have some spots that where we can be weak sometimes, our spiritual walk and our natural walk, that we're going to need some help. And we just try to hit the barbershop. We just try to tell the brothers there's nothing wrong with going to one of your friends. If you know you true friends, ask for help. And you pray for me, man. I'm going through stuff. I just don't know what to do. You know, the world will be a better place for me and start letting this pride and ego get in the way and worried about what somebody else say. Why? Why are you going to worry about what another man say? You know, we have to be there for one another. And it's sad that we don't. But you want to walk around here with the chest stuck out and like you got it going on, but then when you're going through, you get behind the four walls, you crack. Because you worried about what your boys going to say. You worried about, they're going to say, oh, man, stop crying, be a man, and stop being a punk. Because you cry, it makes you less of a man. Where that come from? I think real men cry. Strong men cry. Don't make you less of a man because you cry. You have good cries. You have bad cries. Yeah, you cry during the loss of a loved one. You might cry because your child don't graduate from high school or graduated from college, or you graduated from college, or you got a promotion, and you cry. So that makes you a punk because you cry for something happy. I don't understand it. You know, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the top of the four faces of manhood. If anyone out here would like to comment on the lover or give their opinion about the lover, feel free to press one. We'll chime in. But, you know, like I said, we have to show that love and compassion for one another. If us, you know, if the brothers don't get that the beam out their eye and really look to help one another, then it's gonna be a mess still. And I always say, you know, you can. It's mighty funny how all the brothers can get together and do a million man march. But I wonder how many brothers get together and do a million men praying. But we need to be there for one another. Iron sharpens iron. You know, I might be a spot where I'm weak, and then you got somebody else. You know, might show me a better way how to do my finance, or show me how to invest and make that extra money. You know, we need each other regardless. We're going to need each other. You know, so stop letting the pride and ego get in the way and help each other. caller, your last four numbers, 3365, 3365, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Craig from the life-changing state of Georgia.
What's up, Craig?
You got it, my dear brother, man. Love you, boy. Love you, man. Really do.
I love you too,
all
bro.
The brothers on the I might not know you by face, man, but I love you because of the fact I have a deep respect for the God that created you. So if I disrespect you, don't love you, I'm not loving him at all. So I honor every man that's on this line, anybody that's on this line, man. I really love you. I really do. You know, Apostle Paul talked about, you know, well, it says we got the love of God shed abroad in our hearts anyway. So we are love beings. And I don't know. We love beings, man. And I think the more that we understand that we are love beings, that we are created from God who is love, and the more that we understand who he is and who we are, it'll be free for us to love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I want to say, brother. That's all I want to say.
Well, I appreciate the comment. Ron, you got any more comments on about us being the lover?
Well, I mean, you know, we got to lead by example. We got
mm-hmm.
to be able to love one another, teach our family what love is, so that our kids can come up and know what love is, on how we love our wives and how we love our kids. We got to set an example because, first of all, if we got the mind of Christ, Jesus is love, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to follow Christ and walk in
mm-hmm.
his image. So if you don't have the mind of Christ, then you really don't know what love is. So that's why people don't understand the concept of why they say they love each other, or they thinking they gay, or they saying all the other things, because they don't have the mind of Christ. You got to have the mind of Christ. And we as being men, we're supposed to follow Christ because we made in his image. Then we lead by example. If I can't tell you that I love you, then how can I tell anybody else? God wants us to love one another. We got to love one
mm-hmm.
another. That's what we're supposed to do. I mean, because you a man, what that mean? You my
mm-hmm.
brother. If I care anything about you, then I should tell you, look, bro, I love you, man. I love you for being
mm-hmm.
you. Love you for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to encourage you.
That's
and
right.
Everybody, I don't care who you is, how strong you think you is, how much a thug you think you is, everybody
mm-hmm.
want this. Some gratitude and some appreciation showed towards them.
Yeah,
everybody seeking that love. They're just looking in the
mm-hmm.
wrong place.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Yeah, so true. I mean, you know, just like we said, you know, I'm enjoying this show here. I mean, from day one, like I said, Tuesday will be our first year anniversary. And we have been on the air. We have some minor setbacks, but, you know, it's all good. But now, you know, we rolling. And that's one thing, you know, we got knocked down, but we got back up. And, you know, and that's what, you know, we're going to do. We're going to keep rolling. And we know here at the barbershop, me and Jerome know that the enemy is going to attack this show. He's going to try his best to keep us spreading the word to our brothers. He's going to keep us so where we can't encourage them. But he's not going to be successful. He might hit with a couple of blows, but he ain't going to knock us down for good. You know, because that's the compassion that we have for one another. And like Ron said, we have to lead by example. And that's what me and him, that's what we do to each other. We lead by example. We tell each other that. Because that's true friendship. You know, true friendship. I don't even know a time that we ever fuss or we fought, but we've always been tight. And you know, if you can get with one of your friends, you get into a fight, and the next day y'all still friends and still kicking. That's true friendship. But nowadays, you know, people don't, you know, the brothers don't understand about friendship. You know, like you say, you know, they think it's that gay move, a punk move. You know, it's not, none of that. It's not. I mean, we can tell our sons that we love them, but you can't tell your next fellow neighbor who's a brother of yours, or you can't tell him. You can tell your father that you love him. You can tell your grandfather that you love him, but you can't tell your next door neighbor who's a man in Christ or just a man, your neighbor next door. You can't tell him that you love Because you never know what he's going through. He might be going through some serious storms over there. Nothing wrong with talking. So that's when you get to talking, eventually somebody going to spill the beans. Somebody going to open up. And that's what we got to do. We got to make it to where the other brothers will want to open up. Instead of beating them up, you know, be there to open, you know, have that compassion to listen to them. You know, because they've been told so many times, you know, you ain't a man if you cry. That's a punk move. And some of them just like to keep it to themselves. But you know, when you keep that stuff built inside, someone later, it's going to hurt. It's going to do more hurt to you than, you know, anything. Because you letting that spirit get into it. It's nothing wrong with opening up to another brother. You know, I've done it plenty of times. And you could be amazed because you never know what the next brother went through. You know, because all of us done went through something. All of us got a past. Somebody else's past can be a testimony to you to bring you through, and you're going through it right now. So we never know. That's why we always got to have that mindset of, you know, being there for one another, regardless of what the situation is. If you don't talk to me no more, but if you need help, I'm willing to help. You know, it's the same way when we in church. You know, you can't stand me. It ain't about me. It's about us doing the kingdom business. And that's what it's all about. And I think, you know, a lot of men don't want to do, you know, because you don't like such and such. We can't go out here and help these brothers who lost. Send that brother there. He ain't never done nothing for me. I mean, because he ain't never done nothing for you, you got to be careful because one day you might need that brother. Like I said, don't burn your bridges, because that bridge, you might have to go back over, but you done sat there and messed him over. You mad at him because he ain't helped you, but he helped the other neighbor. Well, the other neighbor probably opened up to him, and they became friends. And you keeping your stuff inside for what? And you wonder why nobody there for you. Take off that Superman shirt, that Batman, all those superhero shirts, and open your mouth. Because can't nobody, we don't know what you're going through unless you don't open your mouth. We're not married. You know, that's why I said, the iron sharp iron. You know, as men, we need to step our game up, really, to help one another. Like Jerome said, we got to be in it now. You know, we got to show we mean this. Stop playing, being lackadaisical. You know, man, because that brother out here doing what he doing, well, that brother just probably, he got his stuff together. If you need some help, maybe he can show you how to get your stuff together. Maybe he can give you some resources to show you how he made it. But we so busy getting jealous because this man got this, that man got that, but you don't know what that man doing to keep that. So instead of being jealous, ask him. How you do that? As long as it's the right way, you know. But if you follow him because he's doing it the right way, the wrong way, believe me, it's going to be consequences coming behind. So, you know, like I said, here at the barbershop, we love everybody. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't bite our tongue. We always tell the brothers that we love them. We tell them that we're here to pray for them. If you need it, I mean, you can always come on a barbershop. That's what we try to make it, where you can open up, express how you feel. That's what the barbershop is about. In reality, you go to the barbershop and get a haircut, you talk about everything else. Why you can't come on here and talk about everything else? We talk about the spiritual side. We talk about the natural side. It's the barbershop. We do it in real life. We go to the barbershop. That's all I'm saying. The brothers can go in a real barbershop getting a haircut, but they don't want to, they scared to come up here and express yourself. But you'll go to the barbershop and want to express yourself. You'll express yourself in it. But here we show that love and compassion. You know, man, here we go. It's about time for us to go. This is your boy, Deacon Thompson, live from the barbershop. This is our first year anniversary. God bless you. Peace.